Tonight's shir is on this week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro. The title of the shir tonight is Non-Jews Keeping Shabbos. Tonight's shir is in memory of my wife's grandfather. His name was Asher Aryeh ben David Meir, whose yahrzeit is tonight. So tonight we're going to take up an interesting element about the Parsha with regard to the Aseres HaDibros and Shabbos, and the idea of Shabbos and the Aseres HaDibros. And we're going to get into an interesting halacha about whether non-Jews can keep Shabbos, and what the idea is based on the Torah and the Gemara as to whether a non-Jew is allowed to keep Shabbos in his own framework. So tonight we're going to start with source number one. It's Perek Chaf in the Aseres HaDibros. It says as follows: Perek Chaf Pasuk Ches Zachur Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Sheshes Yamim Tavod V'Asisa Kol Melachtecha. So 6 days you should work and do all your work. The Yom Hashvi Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha Lo Sasa Kol Melacha Atah Ovincha Vitecha Abdecha Vamascha Vamtecha V'Gerecha Asher Bishrecha. And on the seventh day, it's a day of rest, and you shouldn't do any melacha, not you, your children, your son, your daughter, your eved, your servant, your maidservant, your animal, and the ger that's in your gates. So why do we keep Shabbos? Because Hashem, when He created the world, rested on the seventh day, on Shabbos, and therefore Hashem blessed the day of Shabbos and He sanctified it, He separated it. Okay, so that's the, in the Torah, in the Aseres HaDibros, in Parshas Yisro, this is the first mention of Shabbos openly. So we're going to look at the idea in Pasuk Yud. The end of the Pasuk says, V'gerecha asher bisharecha, the ger that lives in your gates. So it says you shouldn't do malacha, not you, your children, your eved, your maidservant, your animal, nor should the ger in your gates do malacha. So what is that referring to? Who is the ger asher bisharecha? So this is going to be the jumping point for our whole discussion as to whether non-Jews can keep Shabbos. But first, we're going to look at a Ramban in source number two. And the Ramban has two different ways of learning this Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros. And we're going to try to understand the Pasuk and what the Pasuk is trying to teach us about Shabbos based on the two ways of learning. So if you look in source number two, V'gerecha asher b'sharecha, he says, Al derech ha-pshat ger shar la'olam hu ger toshav, sheba lagor b'sharei irenu. So who is this ger b'sharecha? Who is that? It's a ger toshav who lives amongst us within our gates. The kibel of sheva mitzvos bnei noach. So it's a non-Jew who hasn't converted, but he's accepted upon himself to keep the sheva mitzvos bnei noach. V'hu anikra ger ochel nevelos. This is a reference. There's a reference. He's a ger. He's a non-Jew that'll eat nevelos, that eats non-kosher meat, because he's not chayv in mitzvos. He only keeps the sheva mitzvos bnei noach. She'amar bo akasuv la'ger asher b'sharecha titznena va'achala. The Torah even tells us that we should give nevela, we should give this non-kosher meat to this type of ger, to the ger toshav. Therefore, in v'lachin lo haisa bo mitzvah shiomar lo sasa bo malacha ezrach v'ager. It's not there's no iser for them to do malacha in general on Shabbos. Aval lanu yitzavish lo yasa malacha l'tzarchinu. But rather, the ger toshav, the non-Jew who keeps the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, cannot do malacha for us, just like ketanim v'abahima. Just like children can't do malacha for us, and an animal can't do malacha for us. V'hu ba'atzmo ein olav zos ha-mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah upon a non-Jew to keep Shabbos. V'osa malacha la'atzmo b'Shabbos. And of course, the non-Jew is allowed to do malacha, allowed to do work for himself on Shabbos. V'akasuv sha'amar v'nafesh ben amascha v'ager. There's a later pasuk that says that the maidservant, the son of the maidservant and the ger should rest on Shabbos. Hu ger tzedek. That's talking about a real ger, a real convert, a full convert. Shnis yahed v'chazar l'torah senu. It's a person who completely converts to Judaism. Shetziva oso b'Shabbos v'chem b'chol shara mitzvos. Kasher amar Torah achas u'mishpat echad yelachem l'ger hagar itchem. So the next pasuk in source number three in Mishpatim is referring to a regular ger. V'la'ger le'ezrach aretz. Okay, fine. So if you look in source number three, it's Shmos Perichav Gimel. It says, Sheish Hashemim Taseh Masech Ovim Hashvi Tishbos, L'man Enuach Shorecha V'achol Merecha V'yunafish Ben Amasucha V'ager. So the Torah there says that you should work 6 days and rest on the seventh, in order that your bull and your donkey and the son of your maidservant and the ger rest as well. So they want to learn, the first way of learning is that The Aseres HaDibros, when it says V'gerich la'asher b'sharecha, is referring to a ger toshav. It's a non-Jew who keeps Sheva Mitzvos. And the Torah is telling us in the Aseres HaDibros that this ger, this non-Jew, can't do malacha for us. He can do malacha for himself, but he can't do malacha for us. And later on in Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that a regular convert is obligated in Shabbos just like we are. And that's in Mishpatim. So the first way of learning the Aseres HaDibros is Gerach HaShir B'Sharecha is referring to a Ger Toshav. A Ger, a non-Jew, who accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos and is teaching us that he can't do Malacha for us on Shabbos, but he can do it for himself. The second approach, looking back in the rabbis teach us in the Mechilta, Shedarshu B'Hefech, they see the opposite. Amru V'Gerach HaShir B'Sharecha Aderach HaPshat Hu Ger Tzedek. So the other way to learn is that in the Aseres HaDibros, the Ger is the Ger Tzedek. It's a full convert. V'hu chayav kamonu b'shvisa, and he's just as obligated as us in shvisa. V'nafesh ben amoscha v'ager, and the pasuk in Mishpatim that we read before, l'rabos ger toshav ha'arel, that's referring to even a non-Jew who's not circumcised, who keeps the Sheva Mitzvos. Ritzonam she'hamuzar t'chila ha'ger ha'nimol she'chayav kamonu. First, the Torah is going to teach us about a regular convert, a full convert. V'akasuv ha'sheni l'rabos ha'arel. And the second pasuk in Mishpatim is going to teach us about the non-Jew who is uncircumcised. Lefichach hukash lebehema. That's why later on in Shemos they compare it to a behema. She'amar lamanya nuach shorcha v'chamorcha v'inafesh ben amasacha v'ager. Tzivanu b'shvisas kulam b'shava. They're all equal in terms of their obligation to rest. Shelo yasu lanu. That they shouldn't do any work for us. V'yasu kirtzonam la'atzmam. But they can do work for themselves. V'chein yua eved v'ager niskarim b'aseres HaDibros shavim. And the eved and the ger in the Aseres HaDibros are equal. The chayav and bechol dinah Shabbos kamonu, and they're chayav just as much as we are. Kemosha amar leman enuach avdecha v'amatzcha kamocha. So the Ramban brings down, this is the full Ramban. The Ramban says that there's a machlokas on how to learn the Aseres HaDibros and the idea of the ger in the Aseres HaDibros. Is the ger the non-Jew who keeps Sheva Mitzvos and it's trying to teach us that he can't do malacha for us? Or is the ger, a full convert? And later on, the Torah mentions the opposite about the ger toshav. So practically, there's no nafkamina, there's no difference. Practically, both opinions believe or maintain that a ger toshav, a non-Jew, who keeps Sheva Mitzvos, is allowed to do malacha for himself. And we'll see later on, as we go into the Gemara, not only is he allowed to, but he has to. But he can't do malacha for us. But a ger tzedek, a full convert, is chayv in all mitzvos, and he's therefore chayv in Shabbos, just like us. The only question is how to learn the Aseres HaDibros. Are the Aseres HaDibros referring to the ger toshav? Or are the Aseres HaDibros referring to the Ger Tzedek? So the question is, what's the difference between the two? Is it just a pshat question, or is there a conceptual difference in terms of understanding what Hashem's teaching us in the Aseres HaDibros about Shabbos with regard to and reference to this machlokas about what the Ger in the Pasuk is referring to, the Ger Chasher B'Sharecha? Is it referring to the Ger Toshav, or is it referring to the Ger Tzedek? The Ger Toshav is the non-Jew who keeps Sheva Mitzvos, and the Ger Tzedek is the full convert, the one who goes to the mikvah, gets a milah, he's a full convert. So what's the Torah teaching us? What's the difference in terms of in philosophical terms? What's the difference between approaching the Aseres HaDibros in either way, in either fashion? So that's the first question of the share, but then we're going to use that as a springboard to the whole idea of whether a non-Jew can keep Shabbos. So I want to try and approach the question in the Ramban, the machlokas, that it's not simply a pshat machlokas, but It's a way to understand. It's a machlokas in understanding the idea of Shabbos as presented to the Jews in the Aseres HaDibros. So the first way of learning is that the idea of ger is a ger toshav. And it's saying, like the Ramban says, that just like your children can't do malacha for you, so too a ger toshav can't do malacha for you. And that's the gerach asher b'sharecha. So what is the idea of Shabbos there? What's the concept? Why can't a ger do malacha for you, according to that? So perhaps the Torah is presenting to us a new idea in Shabbos. It's telling us that not only are you obligated in Shvisa to rest from Malacha, but the environment around you also has to be one of rest. Because even your environment affects your ability to enjoy the rest and enjoy Shabbos and the philosophy of Shabbos. So the Torah is teaching us that the Gerach HaShir B'Sharecha, even the non-Jew who's in our gates, who lives with us, he's part of our environment, he's part of our surroundings. And the idea is that just like our children are part of our environment, our animals are part of our environment, so we have to separate, or they have to be removed from us vis-a-vis malacha, so that our environment is clear of malacha. So that's the idea that the Torah is teaching us about Shabbos. That Shabbos isn't just about the person separating himself and not doing malacha, but it's also about his environment being free and clear of malacha. Because if his environment has malacha involved in it, if people are doing malacha for him or his ketanim, it affects his shvisa, it affects his ability to rest on Shabbos. So the first way of learning the Aseres HaDibros is that's the chiddush. That's what it's teaching us. It's teaching us that Shabbos is not just an idea in the person, but it's an idea in the environment as well. You have to create an environment of shvisa, an environment of rest. And only then can a person truly benefit from the mitzvah of Shabbos. So that's one possibility. That's the first possibility in the Ramban. But the other possibility is that the Ger Chashiv Sharecha is the Ger Tzedek. It's the full convert. So it's funny. Why would the Torah present to us Ger Chashiv Sharecha, which at the end of the Pasuk in Yud, it's telling us that the Ger should keep Shabbos. So why is it teaching it to us like that? It's a strange way to teach that a Ger is Chayiv. And in general, a Ger is always Chayiv in mitzvot. So what's the Chiddush over here? So the other approach, the other way, is saying a different idea, that why are your children obligated in Shvisa, in separating from work? Because they are somewhat an extension of you, because of their connection to you. And because of their connection to you, that's why they're Chayiv to rest on Shabbos. And that's the reason why, because they identify with you, because they're an extension of you, an extension of your Rishus. So that's why they're Chayiv to rest. And so too, perhaps, and this will be the springboard, perhaps this side is saying that a Ger isn't necessarily Chayiv in Shabbos the way he's Chayiv in other mitzvos. He's Chayiv in Shabbos specifically because he's attached to us. He's attached to you. He's an extension of the Jew now once he accepts Torah. And I'll explain to you what that means. But I think that this way of learning is saying that the Ger Chashir B'Sharecha isn't a Ger Toshav. It's not that he's part of your environment. It's that his connection to you, he's Gerecha, he's your Ger. His connection to you as an extension of you is part of the reason why he's Chayiv in this mitzvah in particular. There's a unique idea in Shabbos that the Ger needs to be connected to the Jew and needs to be defined as an extension of the Jew, a Gerecha, in order to be Chayiv in Shabbos. And I'll explain to you and I'll show you why that is. So I think that's the main machloka. So at this point, I think the Ramban is saying that the Aseres HaDibros are presenting two ideas, two potential ideas in Shabbos. Either it's saying that the person has to keep Shabbos and his environment also has to be one of Shabbos, or it's saying that you are Chayiv in Shabbos and anything that's connected to you, that's intrinsically connected to you, that's an extension of you, also has to be keep Shabbos as well. Simply by the fact that they're connected to you, that they are somewhat an extension of you. Even the Ger Tzedek, even the regular convert, has to keep Shabbos, this particular mitzvah, somewhat because he's connected to the Jew. He's an extension of the Jew. So explain why. So let's explain what this idea is, what this last idea is, this last point is. And this is where we're going to get into whether a non-Jew can keep Shabbos. So if you look in source number 4, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I did it many years ago. I went back to it because it's very relevant. And it says as follows. V'amar Reish Lakish, it's daf nun ches amud beis. Sorry, V'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Nachri sheshavas chayv misa. So a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos is chayv misa, he's chayv to be killed. Shenamar, as it says, V'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. So if you look in the Pasuk, it's quoting a Pasuk by Noach. And it says there, Od kol yimei aretz, zera v'katsir v'kor v'chom v'kayet v'chorah v'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. So the Torah says that after the Mabul, that all these things are never going to stop. You're always going to have all the seasons are going to exist, and all the different weather patterns, and day and night, lo yishbosu, won't rest, they won't cease to exist. So they learn from there, somehow, we'll try to explain that, somehow they learn that if a guy keeps Shabbos, he's violating this principle, and therefore he's chayv misa, he's chayv to be killed. Okay, v'amar mar, and it says in the Gemara, it keeps going, Ashar shalehen zuhi mishasan. The warning to them, the iser, the prohibition, is mechayev them, is obligates them in misa if they violate it. They're chayev misa. Amar Ravina, afilu sheni b'shabbos. Ravina said, even if they rest, let's say they keep Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself, but on Monday, that's also a violation of this principle, and therefore they're chayev misa. So look at Rashi, source number 5. It says, Nachri sheshavos. Mimalachto yom shalem. Let's say he stops working a whole day. He doesn't do malacha. Chayv misa. He's chayv to be killed. Shenemar yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Day and night, he shouldn't cease. V'kadarish le lo yishbosu mimalacha. It's talking about malacha. You shouldn't stop doing work throughout the year. There shouldn't be a day where work isn't done. The Abnei Adam Namikai. It's not just talking about the seasons, but it's even talking about the work that people do. The Lo Tema Lo Yishbosu Ahach Sheshes Itim. Maybe you'll say it's going on the seasons. The Krokai, that's what the Pasuk's talking about, the various seasons. Klomar Lo Yivatlu V'lo Yivsikum Lios. Maybe the Pasuk means that the seasons will never cease to exist. Pshita Lo Garcina, Daha Tuva Kamashwal and Abnei Adam Kai. So he says, no, that really the Chiddush is that it's referring to man, that even man can't cease, just like the seasons won't cease to exist in the world, and day and night won't cease to exist, so too man's work has to continue all the time. And if he doesn't work, if a non-Jew works or decides to keep Shabbos, he's chayv misa because he's violating this principle. Okay, I'm a Ravino. Afilu sheni b'Shabbos lo tema shvisa the kamar reish lakish l'shem chova kamar. It doesn't mean that they're keeping Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos. Delo l'chavi and lishbos kigon b'Shabbos shu yom shvisa l'Yisrael lo echad b'Shabbos shishovsin bo hashpatas hanotrim. But if the guy decides that he wants to rest on Shabbos or even on a Sunday, even if it's Sunday where the non-Jews rest, even just rest in general, they shouldn't stop working. Even a day that's not a subject to Shvisa, the first day of the week is the work week, and just picking a random day. Even Tuesday or Wednesday, if a non-Jew decides that he's not going to work for a day and he's going to keep Shabbos, so any day of the week, it's a violation of this principle. Okay, so that's the next part in the Gemara. Okay, fine. So the first idea here is that there's a special concept that a non-Jew is, it's usher for him, it's prohibited for him to keep Shabbos. And the Gemara says the reason is from Noach, that we see in the Pasuk by Noach, that the seasons won't cease to exist, and so too man shouldn't stop doing malacha. So with this, let's just give a principle before we get into the philosophy in depth through the Rambam and other Rishonim. What would you say? What's the idea? Why is it? What's the principle? Why is a guy not allowed to keep Shabbos? So just the pshat is, philosophically, it sounds like the world needs work to continue to sustain itself. It doesn't naturally sustain itself, but the world needs man's innovation, man's work, man's work in the land. The world needs it in order to continue to exist. And just like the Torah is promising that the seasons won't cease to exist, so too, man is obligated to sustain the world through his work, and he can't rest from it. And even though one day off for a regular non-Jew probably won't destroy the world, but the idea is that a non-Jew has an obligation to sustain the world, and he has to recognize that that's part of his obligation. And without work, if everybody decided to rest, like the Jews did, let's say the whole world decided to take one day off and not do work, so that would be disastrous for the continued existence of the world if everybody did that on a weekly basis the way the Jews do it. So on the one hand, it's beneficial for us because we gain insight into Hashem as the creator, but in terms of the world, if everybody did this, it would be disastrous for the sustenance of the world, the continuity of the world. So the Torah is saying that a non-Jew is chayv misa because he really is underestimating the effect of his lack of work, and he's contributing to the potential destruction of the world. So not only is God promising us that he's going to continue the seasons, but we have an obligation as humanity as a whole to sustain the world as well. And the way we sustain it is by working the land, by continuing innovating, by continuing our innovation, by being engaged in the world. That's how we continue it and allow it to sustain itself. So I think that's the philosophy, the basic philosophy. But we'll get to a different point in the Rambam and the Marsha. So the Gemara goes on. Look in source number 4. So the Gemara says, "V'lichshevei gabi sheva mitzvah." So why isn't this part of the sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach that it's usher to keep Shabbos and that there so and that that you have to you can't rest and you have to work every day? Kikachashiv sheva al tase kum ase lokachashiv. So the Gemara's answer is that all the mitzvos in the sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach are mitzvos that you're not supposed to do something. Sheva al tase. But none of the mitzvos, like don't do avodah zarah or don't murder, but none of the mitzvos obligate them in a positive. And this would obligate them in a positive. It would tell them to work every day. Rashi, kum asei lo chashev, look in source number 5. V'hai lo yishbosu kum asei malachihi. Lo yishbosu the idea of them not resting is also teaching them that they're chayev, they're obligated to work every day. And the Sheva mitzvos don't include any mitzvos aseh. They don't include any idea of get up and do something. They're simply don't do something bad. Don't ruin the world. Don't destroy society. Just that. Those are all the Sheva mitzvos. But there's no positive idea. So if this would be part of the Sheva mitzvos, it would be a problem. It wouldn't fit in. So that's the answer that the Gemara gives. Okay? But the basic point in the Gemara, before we move on, is that you see that a non-Jew is particularly removed from Shabbos. And in fact, we said that the Pasuk in Noach shows us that a non-Jew has an obligation as part of the sustenance of the world, the continuity of the world, to continue working. And we see from there, just basically, that's why the Ramban, the second idea in the Ramban, is critical. Because he's saying that the non-Jew, the convert, has to have a special connection to the Jews, our gerecha, to be an extension of us in order to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Shabbos, because ultimately the non-Jew is removed from it. He's not just not chayiv in it, but he's actually removed from it. He can't participate in it. So you need a special idea of gerecha, that they're part of us, that they're an extension of us, to obligate them in Shabbos, to obligate a non-Jew who converts in Shabbos. But that's the basic point. So let's move on in the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, go look at source number 7. It's a continuation. V'had dinin kum asehu v'kachashiv. So one of the Sheva mitzvos, b'nei Noach, is that non-Jews have to set up court systems, and that's a positive commandment. So you see that the Sheva mitzvos contain a positive commandment. So the Gemara answers, kum asev shev al tasaninu. So the Gemara's answer is no, that setting up judges is a combination of a positive and also a negative. And Rashi explains, he says, in source number 8 on the next page, v'had dinin kum asev mishpat hu v'kachashiv. So it's setting up justice, and that's considered one of the Sheva mitzvos. Umishani, the Gemara's answer is kum asei v'shev al tasehu. Kum asei mishpat, do justice, that's a positive. V'shev al taseh avel, don't allow for corruption to occur. Afilu eno mitzvah lasos mishpat v'hu yoshiv v'batel, musar hu shul lasos avel. Even if there is no positive of doing justice, you can't allow corruption to occur. V'as haras lo sasu avel ina kum asei mishpat el l'chuda kayama. Shave the batal milosase avel of al asharas lo tishbos al korchach in alakum ase. So lo tishbos, working is only an ase every day, but mishpat includes both a positive, set up justice, and also don't allow for corruption to occur. So it's a combination of the two, and the Sheva mitzvos will include a combination, but not include just the positive. Okay, but this is kind of a side point. So now let's go on. Look in source number 7. The Amar of Yochanan, Nachri she'osek b'torah chayv misa. The other mitzvah that a non-Jew is not allowed to do, and he's chayv misa, is learning Torah. Shenemar, Torah tziva lanu Moshe murasha. So Torah, Moshe taught us, and it's our Yerusha, it's our inheritance. Lanu murasha v'lo lahem. It's ours and not theirs. V'lichshevi gabi sheva mitzvos. Why isn't this included in the sheva mitzvos, that a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah? So the answer is interesting. Manda amar murasha migzal kagazil. One side who says that Morasha is our Yerusha, our inheritance, it is part of the Sheva Mitzvos because they're stealing our inheritance. When they learn Torah, it's considered stealing from us, and that's one of the Sheva Mitzvos. Lo sigzol, you're not allowed to steal. So them learning Torah is part of stealing. Manda amar me'orasa, but another approach is that Morasha should be read as me'orasa, betrothed, like arusa, a woman who's betrothed. Dino kina'ara hamarasa, sorry, kedibeskila. So it has the din of a Nara Hamarasa, a female who's betrothed, and if a non-Jew sleeps with her, it's a problem. So it's the same thing with a non-Jew learning Torah. It's part of the Sheva Mitzvos, included in Arayas. So Meisvei, so we're going to have to explain that. So Meisvei, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafu Nafri V'Osek B'Torah Shuki Koin Gadol. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, that if a non-Jew learns Torah, he's like the Kohen Gadol. Shenemar, Asher Yaseh Osam Ha'adam V'Chai Bahem. That man should live by them. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Lo Nemar Elo Ha'adam. All mankind, humanity. Ha'lamata Shafiu Nachri V'Osik B'Torah Ha'ariu K'Kohen Gadol. Even a non-Jew learns Torah is as great, or could be as great as a Kohen Gadol. So Hasam B'Sheva Mitzvos Tidu. So the Gemara's answer is no, they're allowed to learn their mitzvos, but they can't learn our mitzvos. They can't learn our Torah. Why? Because of the Gemara's idea. It's Morasha. Either they're stealing from us, it's our Yerusha, or Me'orasa, it's like they're being involved in immoral relations with a woman, and they're stealing a woman that's betrothed to a man. And even that is considered one of the Sheva Mitzvos because it's Arayos. Rashi says, look at Rashi in source number 8. He says, Migza Morasha Morasa Amorai Ika Didarshi Behu Gabi Amara. It's a peruk Elu Overin Bepsachim. There's an Amora that says that it's not, shouldn't be read Morasha, but Meorasa, which means betrothed. Migza Kagazola, Vahaka Chashiv Gezel, Vahinara Marsa, Dahabachal Gilai Rayasu. Either it's Gzela, they're stealing from us by learning Torah, and they're Chayv Misa, or it's like they're sleeping around, and that's also an Isser in the Sheva Mitzvos. So obviously the question, what's the question? The question is, why is it so bad? What's the real problem with a guy learning Torah, a non-Jew learning Torah? Why are they limited to their mitzvos? So that's the first question. And what's the comparison here between Gzela and Nara Marasa, which is even harder? So what's the comparison between that and the act of stealing or the act of sleeping with the Nara Marasa? It seems like a far-fetched comparison to create such a harsh punishment for the non-Jew who learns Torah. So the question is, what's the problem? Why is it usur for the non-Jew to learn Torah to the point where he's chayv misa? And furthermore, maybe we could also explain what the connection is between these two mitzvos. Why are these two mitzvos of Shabbos and learning Torah specified as mitzvos that non-Jews are not allowed to be involved in? It's specifically usur for a non-Jew, prohibited for a non-Jew, and their chayv misa in order if they want to be involved in either learning Torah or Shabbos. So why? Why are these two mitzvos specified, and why is it so bad for a non-Jew to do these, to be involved in these? Okay, so we're going to answer that. So I think the first approach, which also I think takes up the Migzal Gazola, is the Rambam. He doesn't say it openly, but we'll have to try to, you know, use our analytical minds and try to understand the Rambam and maybe bring it back to the Gemara a little bit. So the Rambam, I just brought in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, and then we'll do Halacha in Perek Yud Halacha Tes. But the introduction, the Rambam says, is it's also a good background. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitztave Adam Rishon. Just as a refresher, the first six of the Sheva Mitzvos, B'nei Noach, were taught to Adam. And what are they? Al Avodah Zarah, Val Birkas Hashem, so you're not allowed to curse Hashem's name, Val Shvichas Damim, you're not allowed to murder, Val Gilai Arayos, sleeping around, Val Gezel, and Gzela, which is stealing, Val Adinim, and justice. So those six were taught to Adam. Alfa Pisha Kulan Hin Kabbalah B'Yadinim Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they're all a Kabbalah in our hands for Moshe, Vadas Notilhan, and they're logical. Mechal Divrei Torah Yura Shal Elu Nitztava. From the Torah itself, it seems like these were the ones that were chosen and they were given to Adam. Hosef Noach Aver Menachai. And Noach, to Noach was given an extra one, Aver Menachai. You're not allowed to tear a limb off an animal, for example, and eat it while the animal is still alive. Shenemar Ach Basar B'Davsho Damo Lo Sochelu. Nimtzu Sheva Mitzvos. So that's seven mitzvos. V'chena Yadavar B'chola Olam. This was what existed in the world, this system of law. Ad Avraham, until Avraham. Ba'Avraham and Itzavah Yesar Le'elu B'Mila. Then Avraham got Mila. V'hu Ispalo Shacharis. And he also added Tfila Shacharis. V'Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser V'hosef Tfila Acheris Lifno Sayom. Yitzchak had the mitzvah of Meiser given to him, and also Mincha V'Yakov Hosef Gidonasha V'Ispalo Arvis. And Yaakov was Gidonasha and Mariv. Of Mitzrayim Nitztave Amram B'Mitzvos Yisiros. Amram commanded the Jews in other mitzvos from Hashem. Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu Nishlama Torah Yadav. And Moshe was the completion of the Torah. So that's our background information on the Sheva Mitzvos. Look in Halacha Tes, Perek Yud Halacha Tes. Akub She'asik B'Torah Chayv Misa. Guy, a non-Jew, who gets involved in learning Torah is Chayv Misa. V'lo Yasok Ela B'Sheva Mitzvos Shalahem Belvad. He can only learn the Sheva Mitzvos. V'chein Akum She'Shavos. And so too, a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos, afilu biyom miyamos hachol, even if it's on a random day, imasu la'atzmo kemo Shabbos chayv misa. If he makes it like Shabbos, he's chayv misa. Ve'ein tzarech lomar imasa moed la'atzmo, if he makes a holiday for himself, klalo shel davar. Here's the general principle. Ein manichin osan l'chadesh das, v'lasos mitzvah la'atzmo midaitan. We don't let them create their own religion and create a new mitzvah. Elo oye ger tzedek v'kabel kol mitzvos. Either a non-Jew should be a full convert and accept all the mitzvos, o yamud b'taraso, or he should keep the sheva mitzvos, v'lo yosef lo yigareah, and he shouldn't add any mitzvos or take away. V'im asak b'torah o shavas, o chidesh davar, makin oso v'onshin oso. If he does any of these things, we don't actually kill him, but we give him makos. We lash him, and we punish him, u'modiyan oso shu chayv misal zeh aval inu nerag, and we tell him that he's really obligated in being killed for doing this, but we don't kill him in reality. So what is the problem? According to the Rambam, why is a non-Jew not allowed to keep Shabbos, learn Torah? So maybe the Rambam is saying, it sounds like he's saying, simply that the problem is that these mitzvos can't lend themselves to being corrupted. So if a guy, a non-Jew, who doesn't have the system of Torah as a background and hasn't accepted upon himself the system of Torah, gets involved in these two mitzvos, it could lead to tremendous corruption and creation of a whole new system. And that's why the Rambam says at the end of his halacha, they can't be mechadesh das, they can't create a new day for themselves. So the idea that the Rambam is saying is that these two mitzvos in particular, Shabbos and learning Torah, lend themselves to corruption, to being distorted by a person who doesn't have the background, doesn't have the relationship to the system necessary to maintain the integrity of these mitzvos. And that fits in with the Gemara. I think with the shita that it holds, that it's the idea is gzela, migzal gazel. The idea is that when a non-Jew or when anybody steals something, you make it your own. You feel like when you steal it, you make a kinyan on it, and it's like you make it your own. So the idea is that when a non-Jew learns Torah, it's like Zela. It's because he's going to take it and he's going to incorporate it into his own mindset, his own system, and he's going to end up corrupting the system through it. So I think that's the idea. So the Rambam is saying, I think the Rambam is clearly saying that. I don't know if he's saying it openly, but I think the Rambam is saying that the philosophy behind these two mitzvos, why are Shabbos and Torah, learning Torah, specified? Because those are the mitzvos that lend themselves to tremendous corruption, to tremendous an idea of tremendous corruption, and we have to protect the possibility of creating a whole new religion based on mitzvos, based on our system. So the idea is that these two lend themselves to that level of corruption, to that level of creating, and in fact, we see that non-Jews do have, you know, the day, the Sunday, they rest. So they did take that idea somewhat. It's not complete because they still do malacha, and they don't have the idea of malacha that we have. But you see that they did take it, and they did run with it. So these two mitzvos and learning too. If a non-Jew has who's not committed to the system as a whole learns Torah, it ends up being a problem in terms of corruption, corrupting the system, the whole idea, all the philosophy of the Torah ends up getting corrupted. So the idea is that these mitzvos, they're chayv misa, because if they get engaged in it, so it's a potential corruption of, a complete corruption of our religion, of Yahadus. So I think that's what the Rambam is saying. So I think that's the Rambam's idea. So what's the other possibility? So there's one other point here, the Marsha mentions, and I think he's trying to explain the other idea, the Marasa. So why would it be similar or comparable to a non-Jew having relations with a woman who's betrothed? And what's the comparison between learning Torah and that idea? Okay, so the Rama, the Marasha in source number 10 says like this, Yesh l'ayin b'zeh, ma tam inyan zeh dafka be'ilu habez mitzvos. So he asks our question, why these two mitzvos in specific are they specified? Are they brought out as mitzvos that the guy, the non-Jew, is not allowed to be engaged in? And if he is, he's chayav mitzvah. The bedavar shanachnu chayavin laso shu etzol vekuchavim hefech zeh lechayav misa vasiyaso. Right. So we say that. So bedavar shanachnu chayavin laso. The things that we're chayav to do shu etzol vekuchavim hefech zeh lechayav misa that are by the vekuchavim. The opposite of this is to be mechayav the misa vasiyaso. Meaning, why are they chayav misa in these two mitzvos? V'anir shakavana b'zeh shatorah nikreis arusa. Why is the Torah called an arusa, a betrothed woman? L'fisha rov ha'amon ein oskin ba. Most of the people, the Jewish people, don't learn Torah. Most people don't. V'havia Torah legabe karusa. The Torah is betrothed to them, b'veis avia, in her father's house. It's almost like the Torah is ready for them. Shehinicha lios Torah Hashem. It's really there, and it's defined as Torah Hashem. Avala osekba, if you engage in it, vadai dehavalei nesua, then you become married to it. It's as if Torah becomes part of you. It's like creating a relationship, a marriage. V'nikreish toraso. When you learn Torah, when you're engaged in Torah, it gets defined as your Torah. And you end up relating to the mitzvah of learning Torah, and it's not just like doing a maisa, not doing an action of putting on tzitzis or putting on tefillin, but learning Torah is compared to an arusa because when you learn it and you're engaged in it, you create a significant relationship to it and it becomes a part of you. It's nikreis toraso. Kimosha kasa beperakama de masachas avodah zara. V'husha amru b'psachim, kol osik b'torah lifnei am ha'aretz g'ilu bol arusasu l'fanav. If you are engaged in learning Torah in front of an imbecile, an am ha'aretz, it's as if you're having relations with an arusa in front of him. Shenemar tziva lanu morasha, morasa l'chol k'hilos Yaakov. So it's betrothed to the whole congregation of the Jews. Mevuar l'fisha am ha'aretz ino osik ba. The non-Jew doesn't engage in learning, so it's just there. It's like a woman who's ready to be taken, but they're not being engaged in it. They don't want it. V'havile arusaso. V'chein mitzvah. Okay, so that's the idea. So the idea of learning is that learning Torah is compared to an arusa. Why? Because the mitzvah of learning creates a relationship, a bond between a man and that mitzvah. It's not like any other mitzvah where it's just a simple action, but it's as if you're marrying the Torah. It's as if you're creating a relationship to it and it becomes part of you. Like your wife, ishto kegufo, your wife's an extension of you. V'chein mitzvah Shabbos, nikris b'harbi mekomos kala. And Shabbos is compared to a kala, a bride. K'mashikasa, bo'i chala, in l'cha dodi, we say, bo'i chala. Come forth, the bride. D'cha aruso, vadai. It's like a betrothed woman. D'lo havya d'chol Yisrael kibla alem shmir Shabbos. Echinusua nami, lo havya, l'vishe enan shomer mosa. It's like a betrothed woman that the Jews are obligated in keeping Shabbos, but she's not. It's not yet married because many Jews don't keep Shabbos. Karaoi properly. Kamasha kasa of parakol kisve. The Gemara says El Mali Shamru Yisrael Beis Shabbos. So the Jews kept two Shabboses. Then Mashiach would come. So we see that it's very difficult for the Jews as a whole to keep Shabbos. Even so, that's why it's like an arusa. It's ready to be engaged with, but the Jews don't. They don't. Many Jews don't. Umishum hachi havi Shabbos legabayu kekala shenichnasal lechupa. Shabbos is like a kala. Lo nivola, and you haven't had relations yet. Vlaze kivin she ovikuchavim sharayo sebulas bal yeshlein chutz ma'arusa v'chala shenichnal sal chupa de'en lahan k'daminu le'el mishum hachi havile asikas haTorah legabayu ki'ilu bol arusas Yisrael. So that's the comparison between the idea that of arayas by a non-Jew and learning Torah and also keeping Shabbos. V'im hu shomer Shabbos havile ki'ilu bol kalas Yisrael shenichnal sal chupa. It's as if they're taking the Jews, what's betrothed to the Jews, and that's Torah and Shabbos. Lo nivola, and like a kala who's gone to the chuppah, and it hasn't been consummated yet. V'aminim le'el, denidon b'dinei Yisrael, v'al kavanazu amru, b'shmos rabba, parshas b'shalach, mo nasan lachem, lo of dekuchavim, mikan amru, im yavo b'nei noach, lishmor Shabbos, lo dayan, she'en mekablin tzchar, they don't just not get reward if they're involved in Shabbos. Al shachayv and misa, they're chayv misa. Shnemar v'yom b'layl lo yishbosu v'azharasan zui misasan. V'chenu omer b'niu v'em b'nei Yisrael. Mashal melch Yosef matrona Yosef is kenegdo ovi b'neim chayv misa. Ad kan. Okay, fine. So what's he saying? The Marsha is saying that what's the comparison between Torah and Shabbos? Why are they isolated? Because Torah and Shabbos are unique mitzvos in that they're not just maisa mitzvos. They're not just actions of mitzvos, but they're really mitzvos that, when a person's engaged in them, it creates a more significant relationship to the mitzvah, and it becomes your Torah. It almost becomes part of you. It becomes internalized. And these two mitzvos lend themselves to an internalization process. So the idea that the Marsha is saying is that what's the problem with a non-Jew learning? The problem with a non-Jew learning is that the Torah is not set up for them. They don't have the commitment to the system in order to create that type of relationship with the Torah. The Torah, if they learn the Torah, it'll be an idea of just learning it as an act, as a simple, superficial action, but they're lacking the idea of arusa. They're lacking the idea of it creating a relationship, a bond, and it becoming yours. So the idea is that the non-Jew has to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a primary relationship, if he converts completely to Judaism, before he can engage in these mitzvos, because these mitzvos are mitzvos specified for that purpose, to create that type of relationship and that type of bond. So if the non-Jew doesn't have a primary relationship to Hashem, he's not a convert fully, he can't really engage in these mitzvos. These mitzvos are really, the way the Marsha is describing it, are really subject or are really designed for that type of relationship. And that relationship can only be created with the proper background, with the background of a commitment to Torah and mitzvos through conversion, through full conversion. Okay? So that's the idea of the Marsha. So I just want to summarize the shiur, and just so the shiur tonight was on the idea of a non-Jew keeping Shabbos, And we started with the Aseres HaDibros, and we said that there's two ideas in the Aseres HaDibros about a ger. So either it's saying that a non-Jew can't do malacha for us because of the fact that he's part of our environment, or it's saying that the Torah is teaching us that even a ger tzedek needs a special idea, there's a special relationship that he has to us that is mechayev him in Shabbos, because normally he's removed from Shabbos, and there needs to be a specific idea of that now he's connected to us, he's gercha, he's our ger, in order to be mechayev him, to obligate him in Shabbos, this mitzvah. But then our question was, why is he removed from Shabbos? So we saw that the Gemara says it's because of Noach, that the idea was that the world needs to be sustained, and man's work is necessary for that. But then the Gemara goes on and says, what about learning Torah? A guy can't learn Torah, and it's as if he steals it from us, or it's as if he's involved in Arias. And we saw that the Gemara isolates the two mitzvos of Shabbos and learning Torah as specific mitzvos that a non-Jew is not allowed to be engaged in, and not only that, he's chayav miso. So what's specific about them? So we said that the Rambam is saying that they lend themselves to corruption. That Torah, learning Torah, if you don't have the right background, will be corrupted, and also keeping Shabbos could be corrupted, and the Torah has to protect our religion and our mitzvos. But the Marsha says something deeper. He says that Torah and Shabbos are like arusos. They're really mitzvos that are meant or designed not just to be involved in on a superficial level, but they're meant to be engaged in and create a relationship with them in order to change us and be able to internalize. And the non-Jew is not capable of that. He's not allowed to be engaged in them because he's not capable. He's not capable. The Torah is telling us, the Gemara is telling us, that he's not capable of really relating to the mitzvah properly and having that type of relationship. So that's what the Marsha is saying. So I just want to conclude this year again. So tonight's year was dedicated in memory of my wife's grandfather. He was a very inspirational person who had a great effect on me. So I wanted to just mention that before the end of the year. So everybody, have a good Shabbos. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.